From Hollywood to home.
Oh, you like that gossip?
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
Yeah, Virgin Radio's and I should say the UAE's gossip queen right now.
Thank you.
Pretty Malik, let's talk Nelly first. Rape allegations thrown at him about 2 weeks ago.
And now the college student, the 21-year-old, who made those claims has thrown the case out, has dropped the charges against him. Now, Nelly was arrested last week. He was released without being charged. They were doing a criminal investigation. But her attorney has come out to say that she feels powerless against such a celebrity. So she's decided to drop the lawsuit. Now, Nelly always maintained his innocence from the beginning. So we actually will never know. She's dropped the case, so.
Listen.
She
if she's
helpless.
Dropped the case, she didn't. It didn't happen.
Because you think,
if that happened to you, would you not want to keep doing this, pursuing this?
Yeah. Well, as someone who's probably doesn't have any money, doesn't have anything,
you can get
costly.
Legal. You can get legal help. You can get legal. You can get legal assistance.
But basically, her lawyer put out a statement saying that she felt powerless against a celebrity.
I'm guessing the lawyer turned around and said, "You either you don't have enough evidence about this, or there's nothing that you don't have a leg to stand on." A lawyer would never put down a case
if he
felt like. Believe me, I know lawyers been through enough. So I would know.
Yeah, if they know they can win, they'll go all the way.
Yes, they will go with it.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's done. Moving on to Taylor Swift. So on Friday, this is so cool. So Taylor Swift personally went to 100 of her fans' houses, hung out with them.
Wow, that's so
took
cool.
Took photos. She then had a listener party to kind of play her new album, Reputation, which is coming out next month, for 100 of her fans.
Well
that
done.
Is so cool.
Taylor Swift, well done. Yep. Finally, this is the one that's going to give you goosebumps.
I was listening to this. I was watching this morning, and I nearly was crying because it's surreal to watch this. Linkin Park, before Chester Bennington unfortunately took his own life, they filmed a carpool karaoke along with comedian Ken Jeong.
Wow.
So they're all in this car, and they were having a blast. The full video is on our website right now at virginradiodubai.com. But here is Chester teaching Ken how to do his signature scream sing.
So, the key to screaming.
Screaming?
Yeah. Scream singing.
I think it's... Oh, scream singing.
Scream singing. It's unlike yelling, where you're like, yelling at somebody! You want to, like, relax the voice, use your diaphragm. So when you hit it like a note, like a regular note that you would sing, like, yeah! Like that.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! This is probably the greatest day of my life.
Who said that?
This is the greatest day of my life?
Yeah.
Chester.
Chester said it, and then 6 days later, he takes his own life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, mental health, obviously, we're talking about it last week. If you need to get that help that you need. Because, I mean, his family was saying that they felt that he didn't take his own life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were saying that it wasn't possible because he was so happy. And what you're about to hear now is everyone in the car singing in the end. And it's hard to hear, but Chester says, I'm having so much fun. This is the best day.
Mm. Well, it definitely will be missed. Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, 6 days before he took his own life. Here he is doing carpool karaoke.
This is the best. Go, go, go.
I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you. Push as hard as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know.
So sad.
Mm.
I don't know if we mentioned this to you. I think I did once before that we were in talks of getting Linkin Park here to Dubai for our big Red Fest DXB festival as well before, unfortunately, he took his own life. They were possibly going to perform at Red Fest in February.
I mean, Linkin Park has to be, like, personally, one of my all-time favorites.
You can go watch it now, virginradiodubai.com. See the live performance of what happened in that car.